today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most High, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is a great day, a day in which a great woman came to the world, who is an exemplary human. Today is the Day of Woman. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, and of course, birthday anniversary of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali.
Today, Wednesday, is the 20th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Bahman, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of February, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our congratulations on two birthday anniversaries. Today is birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad's daughter, Lady Fatima, and birthday anniversary of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The one and only daughter of Taha wa Yasin, the best of daughters given to Ummul Mu'mineen. We ask you to intercede for us on Qiyamah, so that with you we may also enter Jannah. On this day for surely victorious we'll be, safe from the hellfire through his mercy. Ummul A'imma bintul Khadija.
Ummul A'imma bintul Khadija.
Brothers and sisters, Lady Fatima Zahra is the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, highly revered among the Shia Muslims. It is known among both Shia and Sunni Muslims that Prophet had many times said, Fatima is above all women of the world from the first to the last ones. In Arabic, the word Fatima means separated. She is named Fatima because her followers are separated from the hellfire. Because of her character, Zahra means shining, bright, and brilliant. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, when our mother Fatima Zahra prayed, she shined for the heavens as the stars shine for people on the earth. Most of the Shiites and some of the Sunni commentators, such as Fakhr Razi, believe that the first verse of chapter Al-Kawthar in the Holy Quran refers to Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, al-kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
Lady Fatima Zahra owned elegant dignities and virtues. There are many lessons left to learn from her. One of the sayings of hers is, "If someone sends his pure prayer upon to Allah, Allah will send down best welfare to him." Among Iranians, her birth anniversary is designated as Mother's Day to uplift the place and character of women and the greatest of women's birth anniversary. So congratulations to all Muslim women all around the world.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Quraishi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. At-Tabari says, she turned to Allah and said, "Oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child." At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying that, "I am the wife of Adam Hawa, I am Eve." The second says, "I am Asiya bint Muzahim, I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim." The third says, "I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa." The fourth says, "I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alamin." This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Birth of Lady Fatima. On the 20th day of Jamadu Thani, from the sacred matrimonial union of the Prophet and his honorable wife, Lady Khadija, peace be upon them, an extraordinary infant was brought into this world. It was as if Allah reached into this world Himself to deliver this glorious blessing upon mankind. They would name their child Fatima. Immediately after her emergence, this little blessing of joy would make such a significant impact on humanity that in Islam she is held to the same status of Imam Ali alayhi salam and all other infallibles. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, so sweetly phrased in one of his speeches, "The spiritual positions of Lady Fatima are among the best spiritual positions, which belong only to a few individuals. She was infallible. Infallibility is particular to a few individuals who are chosen by Allah, and the great Hazrat Fatima Zahra is one of these few individuals." Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our congratulations on Lady Fatima's birthday. National Women's Day and Mother's Day is celebrated on this day, which marks the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima. A large number of believers take the occasion on this holiday to honor their mothers, grandmothers, wives, and sisters, and pay tribute to them by giving them gifts. It is notable that Imam Khomeini attached significance to the birthday anniversary of the daughter of Islam by announcing the day as Women's Day. Imam recommended the women to follow footsteps of Lady Fatima Zahra in order to obtain spiritual prosperity in this world and the salvation for the hereafter. Lady Fatima extended her great assistance to her father in promoting the divine religion in early days of Islam. Several narrations by the Holy Prophet himself are an evidence for great spiritual position of Lady Fatima and her proximity to God, the Almighty.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate Allah Allah Thank you for this day
The way the Prophet treated Fatima and respected her was not like the way a father treats his daughter and respects his daughter. It was more like the way a child should treat and respect his parents. Aisha narrates that when Fatima used to enter upon the Prophet, قَامَ لَهَا مِن مَجْلِسِهِ The Prophet would get up, he would raise in respect for Fatima. Usually it's the children, they should raise up in respect for their parents. But here, the Prophet, whenever Fatima entered his room, he would raise up and stand in respect, out of respect to Fatima to Zahra. Then Aisha continues and says, وَقَبَّلَ رَأْسَهَا And he used to kiss her forehead. وَأَجْلَسَهَا مَجْلِسَهَا And he would give her his own seat where he used to sit. He would give her the best seat in the house. Fatima was respected by the Prophet in such a way, according to Aisha. In some narrations, it says that every time he would see her, he would kiss her hand like an obedient and polite child would kiss the hands of his parents. Another narration says that whenever the Prophet was going on a journey and he would bid farewell his family and wife, the last person he would go to bid farewell was his daughter Fatima. She was the most important person, so he kept her for the last. Then when he would come back from his journey, she was the first person he would go to visit. He would go to visit Fatima. It was like he was going to his mother. Or in another narration by Imam al-Sadiq, he would say that the Prophet, every night before he would go to sleep, he would go to Fatima's house and he would kiss her goodnight. Even when she was a mother of children herself, the Prophet would go to her house and kiss her good night, and then go to sleep. It was like she was a true mother for the Prophet. This was one reason why he would call her Ummu Abiha. Another reason why she was called the mother of her father is that she used to take care of the Prophet and look after him just like a mother would take care of her child and look after him. She was just like a mother, going after the Prophet, taking care of him, being concerned of his needs, attending to his needs, just like a mother would. When she would find him wounded after returning from a battle, she would treat his wounds. And when he would come home while having dirt on his head and his face, because of the people, the mushrikeen of Mecca, would throw filth and dirt at the Prophet, when he would come home to Fatima, she would clean off the dirt and the filth that they threw on his head and face, and she would clean him. Fatima attended to her father like a mother would attend to her child.
At the end of this episode of today's special, congratulate on birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima and Imam Khomeini. Happy day, Eid Mubarak, and fi aman Allah.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed, for this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad. رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام